Talk a little bit about Commodity Classic, how it's been going.
This trade show and conference is a great opportunity for us. The Grains Council is a nonprofit organization that represents corn, sorghum, and barley and agribusiness. So, you know, a lot of our members are here anxious to talk about the hot issue of trade. So it's a great opportunity to connect with a lot of our growers.
Talk a little bit about trade. Let's jump into some of the hot topics right now.
So, of course, a couple of things that keep coming up at our booth, talking about what's going on with the current NAFTA modernization talks. Of course, we're headed into the seventh round this week, and so a lot of people are voicing their support for NAFTA, for the U.S. corn industry, corn, sorghum, and barley. NAFTA has been a critically important trade agreement, and there's a really urgent need to make sure that trade agreement does no harm to agriculture, the modernization. I think there's a lot of optimism going into these talks and a lot of excitement. Certainly that's been a hot topic, but also Korea. You know, Korea is one of the largest customers for corn and DDGs. Again, agriculture in general has had a great opportunity in Korea since the passing of the Korea-U.S. Free Trade Agreement, and we're just very hopeful that agriculture discussions within the modernization talks go well or leave agriculture relatively alone.
Speaking of NAFTA and the negotiations, heading into the seventh round, is there anything specifically that you would like to hear about?
Well, I think there's certainly some tough issues that they still have to tackle, but for corn, sorghum, and barley, which is the commodities that the U.S. Grains Council specifically represents, we've been very very satisfied with the current agreement. Although there's, of course, after 24 years, updates that can be made to SBS chapters and biotech issues and things like that. And we think there has been good progress made on those fronts, and hopefully that good progress keeps moving forward.
Talk about why having that agreement in place does matter to farmers.
Open access and without to those markets, Canada and Mexico, provides duty-free access for our products to go into those key markets. And both markets have been really critical importers of coarse grains and co-products. Canada is also a leading importer of U.S. ethanol. In a time where we're continuing to see decreased farm income, these kinds of trade agreements really help spur demand for U.S. products, and it's really important that we have those in place.
Talk about those programs and a little bit about what those do for producers too.
So the U.S. Grains Council receives funding in two important programs through the U.S. Farm Bill, the Market Access Program, or MAP, and the Foreign Market Development Program, or FMD. And those programs really allow us to have this robust presence globally to represent corn, sorghum, and barley farmers, and to implement market development programs that are so essential to increasing demand. So, again, at the end of this year, the Farm Bill expires, and we're hoping that these programs are intact in the next version of the Farm Bill, as well as funding for these programs has been flat since 2002. And actually, when you take into account sequestration and just increased costs overall, the program really needs some additional funding. So, we're really hopeful that those two things take place, that it's reauthorized and that funding is increased for the program, because especially in the world where we're withdrawing from agreements like TPP and where we have no new trade agreements being negotiated, it's really important that these programs help us be globally competitive.
Adding on to exactly what you just said, there has been a little talk about possibly reconsidering TPP. Just talk a little bit about that and the importance of looking at new agreements.
Yeah, 95% of the world's population is living outside of the United States, and a large percentage of that population is centered in that Pacific Rim area. So I think that we see an incredible source of increased demand from the markets that are involved in TPP 11, and we are really hopeful that the U.S. does rejoin that agreement, because we see a great opportunity for increased trade, and if we step back, other markets are going to step in to take our place, and certainly those are markets that we don't want to lose.
Anything else we haven't touched base on you want to mention?
Well, I think that I just want to thank USDA and the Corn, Sorghum, and Barley Checkoff organizations, as well as our agribusiness partners, for their support of the U.S. Grains Council and our efforts. This is an excellent opportunity to meet with our stakeholders here at the Commodity Classic, and we've really enjoyed our time here.